This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reaction after the U.S. and British militaries bombed multiple sites in Yemen. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The escalation involving Yemen's Houthi rebels has many worried about a wider conflict in the region. John Alterman is the director of the Middle East program at CSIS.
The Houthis have the ability to get people's attention and to force people to respond, but I don't think they really think they can be or want to be in an actual battle with the United States, because that's not a fair fight at all.
As for Iran's role?
Supportive, but not directing them. And from an Iranian perspective, it's a great investment because you get all the upsides and none of the downsides.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. Navy is warning American flag vessels to stay out of areas around Yemen and the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden for a 72-hour period. The warning is a notice to shippers as Yemen Houthi rebels vowed on Friday to fierce retaliation for American and British strikes against them. New York-based Human Rights Watch is accusing Israel of war crimes.
With major conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza, the Human Rights Watch annual report says 2023 was a formidable year for human rights suppression, marked by tremendous human suffering. Human Rights Watch also highlights the suffering caused by conflict in Sudan and in Myanmar, where the military junta continues its deadly campaign against ethnic minorities.